And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And that's what's going to be on our show today. We'll be talking about a lot of great things going on. Hope Hooper with the Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation is joining me to talk about all the wonderful things that are be going on in Prescott Valley over the holiday season, along with Bruce Lanning will be here along from Prescott Center for the Arts, and they've got some Christmas special shows, holiday shows going on that we'll be talking about. And then we have Michelle Schroeder from the City of Prescott. This weekend, we honor our veterans and have the annual Veterans Day Parade on Saturday. We'll be talking about that. And then our very own special chamber spotlight on business. We got one outstanding business for you today. Top-notch property management and sales. Jamie Nixon, owner and designated broker, will be joining us talking about what's going on in the property management and sales area in the community. And I can tell you, it's going great guns. So lots of good things going on. So get your little blanket, cup of coffee, hot chocolate, and sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the show here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You. Yeah, you. Has curb appeal been on your mind? Bet it is now. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Let us help you make a Pinterest-worthy yard to show off. With all our new rock colors, you can beautify your yard and blow your neighbors away. Find your inspiration and bring it to Prescott Dirt. We'll make your yard as unforgettable as you are. We have locations in both Prescott and Prescott Valley, so there's no excuses. Call us today, 636-5844, or online at PrescottDirt.com.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Prescott Brewing Company's 23rd annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement, but think andouilles in Creole crawfish, Italian sausage sandwich, Cajun pork kebabs, and beer-braised brats and savory house-made chutney. At only $13.99 each, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery since 1994.
Your You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Hope Hooper with Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation. And we are busy, aren't we, Hope?
Oh, we are so busy all the time. But
no, we're really
right
busy now.
We're really, really,
really
busy,
really busy really, now. Really busy. Well, you know, we decided to get creative this year. Valley of Lights, the renowned Prescott Valley holiday destination, Valley of Lights, opens Thanksgiving night, and it's up till December 30th. And it's a drive-through, 1 mile drive through the Fane Park, and it's been going on now. This is the 18th year.
Wow.
17th year. Yes, because we got some boulders that had the wrong date. Anyway, it's the 17th year. And so we're sitting around, and I must have had nothing to do because my brain started working, and I decided, what if we close it that night to cars and do a walkthrough?
Ooh.
Yes. Really, really,
that's
truly.
That's a really good idea.
Well, it was a brilliant idea. Then I didn't realize how much work it was going to be. But, you know, ultimately, it's going to turn out to be very, very nice because I'm hearing a lot of feedback from the community. We've just posted on Facebook and have done some advertising that people are excited about it. They've always said, why can't we walk through? Why can't, you know, they want to get out of their cars and take pictures and that. So we've decided to close it to cars on Tuesday, November the 28th, one night only. So we're going to close it to cars and people can walk the 1 mile path through the road, through the animated and lighted displays. Pretty cool, huh?
That's very cool. And we went last year, was our first year seeing it, and it was beautiful.
Well, can you imagine not looking through your dirty car windows and looking at the displays?
Right. I mean, and staying warm by walking?
Yes. Well, you know, and we looked at the dates. We figured, you know, it starts to, the traffic through Valley of Lights picks up a lot after the 1st of December.
Understood.
You know, and especially with, you know, holiday festival lights, we'll be talking about that, mm-hmm. The Prescott Valley Civic Center lighting and parade, and then, you know, when they light the courthouse, and a lot of those lead into people doing several things one evening. And so since we were open till 10, so we figured the best night, so I did a research and figured when the least amount of cars went through, and so it was the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. It just seems like it slowed down enough that we could close it without making everybody mad and saying, you know, now you can walk through. And so we've got carolers and hot chocolate. Aww. and a lot of our sponsors are going to set up tables and pass out candy canes.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
We'll have Santa, and then people will park up on Second Street. We'll bus them down to the entrance. They'll walk, and it's a walking. There's really, we don't have a way to provide any transportation through, so people need to plan ahead, and if they're, you know, that it might be better to wait until they can drive through than walk through if they're not really capable of doing the 1 mile drive, although
right.
We always anticipate that we plan ahead and something happens and maybe it is kind of it becomes a little more difficult than they realized, and then we'll have contingency on thanks you to Arizona Ranch and Resort Cars that's loading us a couple golf carts so we can pick up people if they have if they're not able to, you know, find out they've bit off more than they can chew.
Very nice.
You know, taking on 1 mile more than they, really. Like all of us. It's like, are we there yet? But what a way to see it. What a way to take pictures. And what a wonderful night. So one night only. We're calling it Holiday Stroll Through Valley of Lights, Tuesday, November 28th from 6 to 9 p.m. So it's a 3 hours and it's just a walk through along the roadway through Valley of Lights.
Oh, I'm going to be there.
That's our big news. I know. I know. I want everybody to come out. But I didn't realize the buzz it would generate. We just kicked it up on social media yesterday.
Nice.
And
nice.
It's hitting a buzz. So we've got some flyers that'll be going around. I'm going to leave this one here with the station so they'll have it and help us get the word out because it is a first-time event.
Right.
And then hopefully it'll be successful and every year we'll have the one night that people can walk through it. So exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
That's when I think I don't have anything to plan. This is taking a lot more planning. In addition to just opening Valley of Lights, which opens on Thanksgiving night. And we've got a new display, so we're not going to tell you what it is. Aww. So people need to go through there and maybe say what you think it is. Because Jeff's really good, our master of lights, that he manages to move things around. So many times you don't know what the new one is because you think that looks new and it's just because we moved it to a new spot. But we do have a new display, so it's exciting. We're looking forward to it. But you guys have got got a lot of stuff going on. We work in partnership, but a huge event that you do that I really love, and we've participated in the past, and I understand my Lions Club, Roar, is doing a tree at the Create-A-Tree.
Yes, yeah, and applications are open for Create-A-Tree now. This is a really cool program because what we do is we invite local organizations to submit an application to put up a tree in the library through the month of December. It's free to apply. It's free to exhibit a tree. It's a great way to market your organization. And, you know, it's a really great way to decorate the library for December. And, you know, we have...
You can put them in my office if you ever get tired of having them in the library.
Well, or if we get enough people, we'll have to start looking for a new place, you know, places pretty soon.
You know, it'd be Christmas Create a Tree Annex
right
at the Chamber office. Link's laughing at me. I think it's brilliant.
I think that's
then
a
I wouldn't have
idea.
To decorate one.
Well, and we get requests from the Civic Center employees, too. Can you move them over here?
Put it in my office.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So we might have to expand. So hopefully we get enough applications that we do have to expand.
But it's fun. And tell us the criteria about doing a tree.
Yeah.
Because it could be as simple or as complicated as you want to make it.
Right. So we kind of have this set up as like an art display type of thing. So the point is to make a tree that reflects your business and that's creative and fun, non-traditional, non-denominational, and non-flammable. Also, keep in mind it's in the public library, so probably nothing too precious, either sentimental or value-wise, just in case. We haven't had any major incidents, but you never know in
right.
a public space. But it's, I mean, it's really fun. We've had some great... great people apply in the past. We have each year we have a People's Choice Award. So throughout the month of December, people come in and vote for their favorite tree, and then the winner gets acknowledgement, and they get to come meet the Arts Commission, and they get bragging rights for the year, which is pretty cool. So
I always go and vote my tree.
Nice. I think.
Well, I do. With the Lions Club, I say, oh, it's a beautiful tree. I'm voting for the Lions tree.
Right, right. Well, and I think everyone does
fun,
that. Right.
But it's fun to go see them all and the creativity is just amazing.
It really is. It really is. And the people that participate have so much fun every year. It's just a really cool program. And
so now, if you want to have lights on your tree, though, you should sign up early because there's only so many electrical outlets, right?
Yep. There are limited electrical spots. I think we have 18 or 19 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we already have almost 20 applications in. Not all of those are requesting electric, so
right.
there are still some spots available, but it's better to get it in sooner than later. And we have the applications online on our website, pvaz.net. So really easy to get the application. And again, it's free to apply and free to exhibit.
It's fun.
It is fun.
It's so much
fun.
It's fun to see all the trees. And that opens and it kicks off also the same night that we have the Holiday Festival of Lights and the parade. So that's Friday, December 1st.
Yep. Yep. It'll be a fun night. And pictures with Santa.
Right.
Yeah.
So, well, we start out, let's say 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You're at the Civic Center, the Theater on the Green, and we have musical groups. Who do we got? We've got Coyote Springs Choir this year, and we have the Bradshaw Mountain Middle School Choir. Love the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Love the kids. They come out and they just sing their hearts out. And I don't know about you guys growing up, but I was a member of the chorus. So I did every Christmas show from probably second grade on, and then I raised my son, who was in every Christmas show, until he got too old to say, I'm not singing anymore. He was always the last in the one in the back row wearing the elf ears, yawning.
Oh, that sounds like something I would do.
Yeah. So, but those are always fun, you know, the kids, and it's the spirit of the holidays, and so that goes on. Starts at 5 o'clock, and then Mayor Harvey Skoog, our wonderful mayor, does his welcome and his Christmas holiday message, and then I have the best time, because I get to gather all the kids up, and I do the night before Christmas with them, and they know the story as well as I do.
Aww.
So they help me tell the story, and then they all get candy canes, and then we count down and flip the switch to the lights in the Civic Center. Public Works has been working so hard. I'm shouting out to Prescott Valley Public Works Department for all their work that they do putting those lights around the Civic Center. And it seems like if there was an empty space last year, it's filled this year.
Mm-hmm.
They must mark it down and say, let's not forget.
I think they started earlier this year.
Right.
I mean, it's been... I feel like they started in September.
Right.
It's a lot of work.
It is, but it pays off.
Oh yeah,
because it's gorgeous, and it's open, and it's lit every night, and then through January, well, December 30th or 31st or something like that. Even a couple of days later on, because it takes them long enough to take the lights back down. But then at the parade, Santa gets there, and then Parks and Recreation takes over from there because we're done once the parade ends.
Yep, and once we have Santa off his float, we escort him into the Civic Center, and we have pictures with Santa with all the kids. Kids can come in, get their picture taken with Santa, ask him for presents, you know, the whole thing. And we post the pictures online free for the parents so they can print out as many as they want. And it's adorable.
Link's loving it. She's all like that. Well, and that's what the beauty of it is. I was going to ask you, does it cost? And it doesn't cost anything.
It's all free. It's really cool.
This whole event all night long is all just come on out and kick off the holidays the Prescott Valley way.
Right. Our favorite kind of event.
It's free. It's just fun night that's really a lot of fun. Parade application. People can get entered in the parade, and it could be as simple as decorating your car or get your business, get your group, get your youth group together and your church. We have different categories of awards, but that those applications or registration forms, as I call them, are available on our pvchamber.org website, or you can call Gloria at 772-8857. We can fax those to you, but those are available also. So you're planning your creative tree, you're getting your float ready, and if some of them you're really, really creative, you're working on your gingerbread house for the gingerbread village at the Prescott Resort.
Oh my.
And it's all of this is going on, and it's still November.
Oh gosh, I'm tired from that.
Yes, I know, but you know, that's what makes it fun.
Right.
That's what makes it fun.
Well, and on top of that, we have ice skating open right now.
That's right.
So if you happen to have a spare moment in between all that, you
I'm thinking this is just like Link's show, you know. She's loving everything here. She just got a big grin from she loves the holidays. She loves the holidays. Yes. So ice skating is going on. Yeah. That's fun. Northern Arizona Suns basketball kicked off last Saturday. That was a lot of fun. Got a game coming up Thursday, and another one Saturday.
Very
so
nice.
Check out the schedule for a fun evening with the family to see some amazing basketball. And I understand, I just saw on Facebook and read that Derek Jones Jr., who played for us last year, that takes all kinds of air when he slam dunk. I mean, he's just amazing. He's back. So he'll be playing for the Suns coming up in the next game. So, you know, it's just there's a vibe going on. Do you feel the vibe, Hope?
Yeah, it's a good vibe.
Link, do you feel the vibe?
I do.
You feel the vibe. It's fun. There's activities going on, and people are excited. Mm-hmm. And so much going on with you. We could go on for a long time about all the stuff going on. Where can they go to find more information about your classes?
We have on the website, so pvaz.net. If you go to your government and then the Parks and Recreation page, there's a little button you can click that says register online. We just signed on a new instructor for beginning crochet and knitting, which is really cool. She'll do classes and workshops. We have holiday craft workshops with one of our leather craft instructors. It's only $15 for a workshop, and you get to take home your own little Christmas holiday decoration. Really cool. And then, of course, we have our classics. Pete West is still teaching guitar, bass, and ukulele with us. We love Pete. He's amazing. So if you want to learn a little tune for your loved ones for the holidays.
Or maybe you could be the player, the accompanist on the Christmas carols.
Right.
Songs. Yeah.
Exactly. And he takes students from beginner to advanced. I mean, we just have everything. We have athletics classes. We have corn toss registration opening up. Winter volleyball registration is open right now. It's like, what can't you do with us?
And again, ice skating.
Right, exactly, ice skating.
So that schedule is on your website?
Yes, it is, yeah. And we've got a pretty full schedule this winter. I believe it's posted through November. There's probably some December dates up too. We've been working really hard on that. And there's some themed days where if you dress for the theme, you get in for free. And they have skate rentals there. You can sharpen your skates if you own skates there. So it's a full service ice skating. Just, it's so much fun. It's so cool.
It's like our very own ice rink.
Right, exactly.
You know, we have an ice rink here, and it goes is open. I know they keep the ice in like through the first of the year, through the holidays.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, while you're looking for something, and we have early release days, and you know, once the long Thanksgiving weekend, I know the schools close early on Wednesday, and so you've got a long weekend there. So while you want to get out and start your early shopping, you know, or maybe it's not early shopping when you shop, you know, know, Friday and Saturday, Small Business Saturday and Black Friday. You get out there, drop the kids off, let them go ice skating.
Right. Or if you're looking for something to do Thursday on Thanksgiving, we're having a skate that day too.
Are you really?
Yeah, we are. Yep.
Get everybody out of the house while you're cooking the turkey, huh?
Exactly.
Get them out of your way so they're not nibbling and everything. Mm-hmm. So again, that's all on Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation website, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Or you can call Hope. What's your number?
My number is 759-3108. The main line is 759-3090.
That's the number you really should call.
Either one, though. If you have an arts and culture or a special event question, call me.
Absolutely. And again, create a tree. It's a lot of fun. Get your business together. I know Link is over here thinking of hers, and I know somebody just talked to me about our Lions Christmas tree that we'll be putting up in the library,
that's
too.
That's one
always
of my favorites.
Fun.
I'm not going to lie.
Roar.
It's adorable.
I know, it's always adorable. Those are all my lions. Yeah. I'm not worried about it, though. You know, I'm hoping they all come back home, but you right. know.
I don't think I've seen a tree I don't like yet either, though.
I know. Remember the one that was made by was a ladder?
Yes. Yeah.
It was
yeah.
a ladder Christmas tree.
I think that
tree.
Was possibly Ace Hardware. That
yeah.
That? Or
brilliantly
one of the hardware stores.
Creative.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Our winner last year was Alta Vista Senior Living. Theirs was gorgeous. I mean, it was gorgeous.
Yep.
It had like a wine barrel. It had little fake candles on. I mean, it was so beautiful and well thought out.
You know, those retirees, give them some time. They're going to be creative. You know, that's all there is to it.
They were the first ones to have their application in this year, too. So
they're looking for a repeat.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hope Hooper, Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation. Again, so many things going on with the holidays coming up. Go to Prescott Valley. Well, go to pbchamber.org. Or the chamber, pbaz.net, Parks and Recreation, mm-hmm. for all the information, 759-3090 yep. for a phone call to Parks and Recreation, or you can call us regarding the Holiday Festival of Lights Parade at 772-8857. Okay. Well, now that we're all in the spirit of the holidays, we're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, more here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQ&A.com.
Cliff Castle Casino Hotel celebrates our veterans, the brave men and women who protect our freedom. This Veterans Day, Saturday, November 11th, we invite those who have served and are currently serving in our nation's armed forces to join us for a free all-you-can-eat breakfast at Mountain Springs Buffet. In addition, we'd like to give you $10 Castle Cash. Just present your proof of service at the Castle Club to participate. On behalf of the Yavapai Apache Nation and Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, thank you for your service.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads, but we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter, and not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Hey! Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals, and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Napa Know How.
Ice, snow, rain, and 24-hour holiday music. Winter throws a lot at you. That's why Napa has ExactFit wiper blades for $10 off per pair. These durable, long-lasting blades will help you defend against winter's worst, holiday music not included. So save $10 today with Napa ExactFit wiper blades. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 12/31/17.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We're talking the holidays here, and one of my favorite things that I've kind of done a tradition for many, so many years you don't even want to know, because we could just go on to triple bazillion minis, is adding to your tradition is seeing a live performance of something during the holidays, whether it's a theatrical performance or it's a choral performance. We talked earlier about the kids that are coming out and all of us that have done Christmas shows for many, many years singing growing up through our school year. But joining me now is Bruce Lanning. He's the director of the upcoming production of 1940s Radio Christmas Carol, being produced at Prescott Center for the Arts right before the holidays. Welcome, Bruce.
Well, thank you.
Aren't you in the holiday spirit now because you're rehearsing this show every night?
I am. Well, we haven't got to Thanksgiving yet, but we're getting our show ready. In fact, it opens November 30th. So
right.
That's 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks.
We're not counting the days. But what a wonderful time. It runs 3 weekends, and what a wonderful opportunity to get the family and friends, or, you know, you've got people coming into town to see a live performance of what, as I feel, is exceptional quality productions at Prescott Center for the Arts. And I swear Bruce is one of the directors that I hold in the highest of regard because he does such a beautiful job with his shows.
Well, thank you.
So tell us about this one.
Well, this one is a sequel to the other one, which was the 1940s Radio Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a hard time getting the right title for it. We did that on the Elk stage about, I don't know how many years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, something like that.
Oh, I remember it, and I saw that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's presented as a radio show. Well, this is a sequel to it. The guys that were doing the radio show back on the Elks stage have now moved to lesser quarters, and they're doing this in Newark, New Jersey. So this is kind of a come down they think for themselves. In fact, they open with a song called Newark, which is will be everybody's favorite Christmas song from now on, I think. But there's about six original songs in there, and then a lot of Christmas carols done in the 1940s style. It's 1943, and it's a radio company that's putting on this show, and they have an actor who's never done radio before. That's sort of the whole idea of the thing. And he's been a Broadway actor for years and years and also done movies, but never done radio. And of course, he's a little bit over the top as a stage actor, you know. So we have stage actors pretending to be radio actors and one pretending to be what he is, a good actor. We have William St. Clair is that character's name, and Frank Molly is playing him. And he's just wonderful in that role of Scrooge, you know, he plays Scrooge. And we have a bunch of other people. Sean Gerolds is playing the narrator, the announcer, I guess you'd call him, and also the head of the studio there. And we have a bunch of other people. We have 12 in the cast. Marissa Ellis is I haven't worked with before, and Sandy Vernon I have. She was my music director on How to Succeed in Business Without Even Trying, and she's also a music director on this, but she also plays the role of Margie O'Brien. And we have whom else here? All kinds of people. Some of my favorites are Bill Haas and David Hendrickson. They were are comic actors, but do serious stuff too. And they've done various shows for me, like How to Succeed in Business, for example, last year's musical.
Mm-hmm.
We have some new people out. There's a young guy whose name is Asa Doherty, and he's playing little Jackie Sparks, who was a kid, you know. And if you remember the 40s, any of you, the kids on radio were shown to be kind of mindless people that talked right up and were kind of a nuisance. But he's wonderful in this. It's a very comic role. So this is a comedy. It's a musical comedy. And And again, it's music you haven't heard before, along with classic Christmas stories or Christmas songs. And they're really done well. 1943 had some pretty complicated music. And when we sort of signed up for it, we thought, well, this it has so many Christmas carols. Everybody knows these. This will be easy. You know, it turned out not to be when we finally got the music. And it is good music. David Wall wrote the music. And I've contacted him, and he's thinking about coming and see the production. He's the one that wrote the music. Faye Greenberg wrote the lyrics, and she's the one who wrote Disney's High School Musical, the words for that. And that, of course, really is what turned musicals around in the country and started making young people really interested in musical comedies again. So that's a great one. And Walton Jones is the one who wrote the other Christmas show, the radio show, and he's the writer of this as well.
Uh-huh. But it sounds like you might be transported back to Christmas in the 40s?
We're acting exactly that way.
Yes, okay.
Because when you come into the theater, there are people on stage already, and they're the radio crew getting the show together. And then the first 20 minutes or so is just them really introducing the characters to us that are getting ready to play those roles. Mm-hmm. And then we go into the radio show, and we have an intermission, and one of the guys who is really, really likes shoes, likes Florsheim shoes, so he goes out in the audience and tries to sell shoes. And they're people with second jobs, you know, that they're more important really than the radio jobs, but they just love the radio. And so it shows you how this is put on. And what's so much fun to watch is we have the sound effects people on stage doing live sound effects. And I have a new guy to me, Bill Osborne, and his wife Celia is doing sound. Both of them are doing sound, but he's doing the original sound effects on stage, and it's fun to watch that and how that goes together. And one other character is Liz Riley, who is doing the piano and the organ that punctuates everything. She's wonderful on the piano.
Oh, she's a talent anyway.
She is, yes.
So the show opens on November 30th. That's a Thursday. And tickets are $16 or $23. You can get them online at pca-az.net. But it runs 3 weekends.
Yes, up to December 17th.
That's right. Now, I knew, let me see here, December, there's no show on December 8th, though.
That's right. That's Acker Night, right?
Acker Night.
Yes.
So both theaters, stage two and the main stage, go
So we have another
dark
matinee on the following day on Saturday afternoon, and then one of the evening.
A double header on a Saturday.
Yes.
Ooh, for musicals, that's awesome.
Good.
But it's tough on the actors.
I don't think they know that yet. They may have not sunk in
I hope they're not listening to the show, because we didn't want to just tell them that. But again, an opportunity. You've got family and friends coming into town. It's just a great way to spend the holidays, taking in, you know, a musical, musical production.
We did the Christmas Carol last year, the straight show, and it was a wonderful show. It had all kinds of people coming, and we hope we'll get that same kind of audience. Here it is.
Oh, yeah, because this is better than the Christmas Carol.
Well,
everybody's seen that.
Well, it's true.
And
but
I like
people
music.
People love that tradition. And we still have most of that story there, but it's done with commercials in between
way.
For old products, including Lucky Strike cigarettes.
Oh, gosh, some of them you remember from those old days on TV.
And they try to show you how smoking was good for you, things like that. I don't know if that's a family message or not.
I don't know.
But it was funny when you listen to it now.
Well, some of us that, you know, was going on and on with the many, but did miss the radio time. It was, you know, there was television when I was a kid.
I was brought up on radio, and I heard a lot of those shows.
Uh-huh.
And I think I learned comic timing, too, that I use as a director from listening to those shows.
Sure.
There's a famous comic that said one time he had to go to bed early as a kid, about 6 years old or so, and he'd go into the bedroom, and his parents would have the radio on, and he couldn't tell what they were saying, but he could hear where the laughs were. And he learned comic timing that way.
Very good. Well, you can go buy tickets at pca-az.net, or the theater's located on Marina Street. Box office is in the gallery on Willis. And again, there's 3 weekends, opportunities for matinees and evening performances. You don't want to miss it.
No, please don't.
Have
a good
time.
And
then, just as a side, also going on at stage two is a Charlie Brown Christmas.
That's
so,
right.
So, again, in the smaller, intimate theater. But, again, another opportunity to take the kids, pick a matinee. But I'm going to tell you right now, do both of them.
You can.
You can do both of them, because I've already got my tickets for
running 3 weeks.
Absolutely. They both run 3 weeks, and it's opportunities, you know, abound to get a live performance in. And we're really happy to have you on the show. So, thank you, Bruce, for joining us.
Thank you very much for that.
Outside, it feels kind of like It's gloomy and dark. Doesn't it start feeling like the holidays? Yeah, like we should start?
Sounds like it feels like Cleveland where I came from. You know, it's gray all the time. But here we know we'll have sun tomorrow.
Well, when we know it's gray, it feels like then it's really the holidays. It's Christmas in the wintry season. Okay. Anyway, thanks again for joining us. And again, Prescott Center for the Arts, PCA-AZ.net. You can go and buy online and buy tickets. I'm excited to have the things going on. So again, more wonderful stuff happening in this great community of ours. Will you stay busy? All right, short break here. When we come back, Chamber Spotlight on Business. And we've got the Veterans Day Parade coming up this Saturday. More here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
You're simply the best!
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company, because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Seminars, fireside chats, fairs, forums, support groups, and more. It's all happening at Las Fuentes Resort Village. Every month, a new series of happenings open to the public. I am Liz Schmidt with Las Fuentes Resort Village, the premier senior living community located on 16 acres. Living here is like being on a cruise ship. Lots of recreational programs to join in or privacy if you prefer. Excellent meals served in a restaurant-style dining room. Weekly housekeeping, a fitness center, laundry facilities, maintenance, underground parking. Who needs to cruise when you can enjoy these amenities every day at Las Fuentes Resort Village, plus transportation to daily medical appointments, shopping, restaurants, outings, and more. For independent living or assisted, call 928-445-9300 or log on to LasFuentesRetirement.com on Scott Drive in Prescott. Las Fuentes Resort Village, it's time you enjoy the finer things in life.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Prescott Valley and Chino Valley's trick-or-treat events were big hits with residents and visitors. A safe Halloween event was held at the Prescott Valley Event Center 1 week ago. More than 2,400 trick-or-treaters visited the businesses and organizations that participated. The Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce and the Arizona Business League sponsored this free event. Meanwhile, the town of Chino Valley hosted its 20th annual trick-or-treat at Memory Park. During a live appearance on yesterday's Talk of the Town on KQ&A, spokeswoman Cindy Thomas called this event a success.
We estimate we had anywhere between 3,000 and 5,000 people there at that event, but we had the park lit with lights. And thank you to Walgreens for donating the candy again this year.
Thomas says Memory Park will also be home to a Chino Valley Christmas on December 9th from 10 to 4.
We did this last year, and it was a huge success. We were a little bit astounded at the community turnout. So one of the other layers we're doing this year will be having a create ornament booth there. And what we'd like people to do is decorate an ornament and bring it back.
The ornaments that are brought back will be hung on the town of Chino Valley's Christmas tree. Share your comments and concerns with two Yavapai County supervisors.
Supervisor Jack Smith is hosting a coffee chat at 8 tomorrow morning at the Step 1 Coffee House located on 2nd Street in Prescott Valley. This is an opportunity for Yavapai County residents to discuss important issues facing the community. At 6 tonight, Supervisor Craig Brown is scheduled to host a town hall meeting at the Juniper Woods Landowners Association facility on Folkerts Lane in Juniper Woods Ranch located in the Ash Fork area. Department representatives from Public Works, Development Services, Community Health, the Flood Control District, Emergency Management, and the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office are also scheduled to participate. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Decreasing clouds tonight and a bright and sunny Wednesday and Thursday in front of us. Expect an overnight low of 40 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 66 tomorrow and a high of 69 on Thursday. 42 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 76 and a high on Thursday of 78. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Prescott Brewing Company's 23rd annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement, but think andouilles in Creole crawfish, Italian sausage sandwich, Cajun pork kebabs, and beer-braised brats and savory house-made chutney. At only $13.99 each, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery since 1994.
Experience the professionals at Johnny's Tree and Landscaping. With fall and winter here, make sure your yard is prepared. Keep your landscape free of leaves and pine needles with our fall cleanup help. Winter is the only time to prune fruit trees, and our expert staff can make sure it's done properly. And don't forget to winterize your irrigation systems before the first freeze. Johnny's Tree and Landscaping, making sure your project is done correctly and safely the first time. For a free estimate, give us a call at 830-4977 or visit us at johnnystreeandlandscaping.com.
Save big bucks on trucks. This is Scotty Fleming of Courtesy Auto Sales inviting you to save big on top-of-the-line Toyotas, four-wheel drives, domestic diesels, lifted trucks, and sport utilities. Buying a truck at Courtesy Auto Sales is easy with great prices and outstanding financing. You'll always be treated with uncommon courtesy at Courtesy Auto Sales. Truck on in to one of our three convenient locations, Cottonwood, Prescott, and Prescott Valley, or shop CourtesyAutoSales.net.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. As I said when we went to break, that we'd be talking about the Veterans Day happening this Saturday. And joining me is Michelle Stacey Schroeder, Recreation Coordinator with the City of Prescott. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
We're glad to have you. And I ripped you off this morning. I saw you and I said, oh, I know she's out there. We want to talk about it and get people to know what's going on, especially with Veterans Day being on Saturday. What better opportunity for more people to attend the parade?
Yes. So the parade is Saturday, November 11th. We have an opening ceremony, which will take place at the intersection of Union and Cortez Street, directly across from the Courthouse Square. That will start at 10:30. We have a wonderful MC for the ceremony. It's Supervisor Jack Smith. We have a special guest Pledge of Allegiance reciter, Congressman Gosar. We have some special speakers, and, you know, honor guard and color guard and national anthem. And then the parade will then start at 11 o'clock. We encourage everybody to come out. The parade route itself will start at the corner of Willis and Cortez. It will head south on Cortez and then make a right-hand turn and head west on Goodwin, and then another right-hand turn and head north on Whiskey Row. Mm-hmm. So there will be spots along the route that will have speakers and announcers so that people that are in that area will know what's going on and who's coming up and who's next. Prescott Media Center on Cable One, Channel 64, they will be airing it, recording it. And then they also have a link on their website, which is PrescottMediaCenter.org. Mm-hmm. And you can live stream it. So those of you that are in the parade, if you want to see what's going on ahead of you or behind you, you can live stream it from that link on their website. We are about at 87 participants for this year.
That's
you
great.
Name it, we got it. We have horses, we have bands, we have VFWs, American Legions, we have senior living facilities, businesses, and we also have great sponsors mm-hmm. for the parade. I feel that the sponsors that we've gotten for this year's parade have made it successful for us. So if I could, I just want to say, you know, thanks to APS. They came in and stepped up really big. Affinity RV, Barrett Propane, Guild Mortgage, and Dorn Homes.
Absolutely.
They really come out and helped us out. And it's enabled us to provide this great parade. And we also partner with the Northern Arizona VA
right.
Medical Center.
Because let's go back. The parade originally originated
yes.
there. They used to do the smaller parade around
the VA Medical Center.
Right, right.
And just kind of outgrew. So right. this is about the sixth year that the city has taken it over.
Right.
And we work together hand in hand. We've got members from the VA on our committee. We have great community volunteers that come out and help us plan it and get everything we need, and
right.
so it's going to be great.
Well, let's
I can't
put
wait.
It all in perspective too. This is honoring our veterans.
Yes.
What better way? Come on out and be able to, you know, be a part of this wonderful parade. That's the participants, but you know, now more than ever, you know, it's remembering it. Things going on and it's crazy, but the veterans are still going to always be the backbone and the support of this country.
It's important that we recognize each and every single one of them.
Mm-hmm. So again, let's say the time is opening ceremonies.
Opening ceremony is Saturday, November 11th mm-hmm. at 10:30 a.m. at the intersection of Cortez and Union Street. The parade will then start at 11 o'clock from the corner of Cortez and Willis Street, head south on Cortez, west on Goodwin, and then north on Montezuma or Whiskey Row.
All around the courthouse.
All around the courthouse.
Yeah, if you just, you know, where the courthouse is, it's just the roads all around the courthouse, and then just line up anywhere on both sides of the street.
And we will have some designated seating for veterans mm-hmm. And their spouse
right.
Directly across from the stage at Cortez and Union on the courthouse side.
Terrific. So, just let you know or check in ahead of time with you? Or
no, it's an honor system,
right,
so it will be out there. It's mostly designated for veterans mm-hmm. That have come and they don't know what's really going on, or they just want to come out and they don't have chairs, so we provide some seating for them.
That's wonderful. So, some of our veterans are, you know, getting up there in age. I met a couple of gentlemen that are veterans, just absolutely sweethearts. I wish I remember their name. We did a ribbon cutting over there for Direct Care Consumer, the name, the finish the business, but they were two Navy veterans, older gentlemen, just dynamite, loved them.
Well, one of our Grand Marshals from the Navy, he turned 100 years old in October.
Oh my goodness. Boy, he has stories. He, what is it? Rootin' tootin'. My dad used to say, because he was in the Navy, he was, you know, 100 pounds of flaming. Well, he doesn't need to go on to that. But anyway, he was a Korean veteran. He's since passed, but was always a big part of our lives as honoring veterans due to his service, too. So thank you for taking that over
yeah,
and making
not
it
a problem.
87 entries. Oh my gosh. That shows a lot of love.
Yes.
Shows a lot of love.
It's great, and it's up from last year, and it just keeps getting bigger and better every year.
Well, you might it might get so big you might have to enlarge that parade route. Just saying.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Michelle, thank you for joining us and sharing again. That's this Saturday, 10:30, coming up, opening ceremonies, and then the parade immediately following at 11 o'clock.
Yes,
downtown Prescott. Thank you so much for joining us.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. Appreciate your work for you guys doing that, because opens it up and makes it available for so many more people. All right, joining me now, I'm going to jump over here, Chamber Spotlight on Business. I've got Jamie Nixon, owner, designated broker with Top Notch Property Management and Sales. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how are you?
You've been waiting so patiently out there.
Yeah,
thank you for having me. This is your moment. Tell us all about Top Notch.
Top Notch Property Management and Sales. We specialize in full service property management. We do leasing service for those that don't need the full time aspect of it, but want help to place a tenant, screen tenants, and help them show it and advertise it. And then we also do a concierge service, which is like a home watch for those people that travel or snowbirders or people that have second homes or whatever their case may be. We can help with watching the property rather than trusting and, you know, a neighbor that maybe they don't really know, giving them a key.
Sure.
They can have a professional company watch after their property for them. So we do provide that service as well. And then we do real estate sales. List property for sale sell property. So
you're busy over there. So tell us, what's the market like on the rentals? I hear that it's tough out there.
It is tough. If you're a renter trying to find a property, it is tough. There's not a lot of inventory because things are renting quickly. A lot of people coming into the area or moving for whatever reason. And it's just causing a supply and demand factor,
right?
So rents are going up because there's a lot of people looking at the properties and there's not enough inventory to supply all the renters. So
right. So is it a good idea if you're going into an area to connect with, you know, a property management such as yourself in order to, when those properties come online, be one of the first to hear about them?
Right. Usually property management companies will place the property on like their website first, and then it kind of syndicates out to Zillow or some of the other sites.
Mm-hmm.
And so it takes time to go from the website to the other popular websites out there. So to get the kind of the head of the game, if you will, it's better to watch those websites for each property management company. That's their inventory, and then it'll go there first.
You just got to be online, be ahead of the game.
You do.
Can't leave any stone unturned. You got to connect with
That's true.
It is amazing how much of it now. What did we do before online and all the websites and Zillow? And
that I'm not
you
sure.
You know, my goodness.
I've been in real estate since 1989.
Remember the MLS book?
You
know? Yes. Let me show you the properties. Flap that book open, you know, 12,000 pages. You're looking through the different pages.
Yep.
How many
bedrooms? Sometimes I feel like I date myself because I'm like, I started real estate before fax machines, before the MLS. And they're like, really? Wow. You know, and it's
that wasn't that long ago.
It's kind of cool to see how far we've come.
And quickly. But it's been made better.
Yeah,
It really has.
It makes us a lot more efficient, although sometimes I feel like you miss the personal aspect of it sometimes.
Right.
I miss those days of sitting around the table negotiating a contract with everybody rather than maybe emailing it over or something like that. So faxing.
Now you probably don't even have to leave your office for somebody because everything's done.
I guess the perks are you can be on vacation and still do business.
take a vacation. Take a vacation. Trust me. But talking about the personal touch and being, you know, one thing is being active, engaged, involved. And you're already in the Nightlight Parade in Prescott Valley.
Yes.
The Holly Festival Lights Parade. You are in there.
This is our first year being in the parade. And we're very excited to go out and join the festivities and see everything that's going on and meet the other patrons and just kind of show off our lights and have fun.
Well, it's a good way to promote your business. It gets your business out front there. And one of the things that we do the announcing also, but we also record it for playback on our local channels, our local community channels. So that plays back several times over and over again through the holidays.
Great.
So it's pretty exciting that you'll get that kind of play. Just a little investment of some time and a few lights and maybe a generator to keep them all lit. But a good way to get out there and be a part of things. And we're excited to have you.
Thank you. We're excited as well.
let's talk about where you're located and how to get a hold of you. And you have Facebook and a website.
Okay. Yeah, we have all of the social media. We are located in Prescott Valley, top-notch property management and sales. We're at 8113 East Florentine, Suite A, between Winsong and Robert Road on Florentine here in Prescott Valley. We're on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, all of them. We're on all of them. The Facebook, if you join our Facebook page, is a really great way to stay in touch. We have great articles on everything property management, real estate related, even travel stuff, credit issues, things like that. So it's a really good way to stay in touch.
It's one of the best ways. But what's your phone number so we can call you?
Our phone number is 928-772-4801. And then we also have a website that's packed full of information, and that's topnotchprescott.com.
All right. Jamie Nixon, owner, designated broker, top-notch property management and sales chamber spotlight on business. You are our hero today.
Yay.
So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. Short
Wonderful.
Break. I think it's time for a short break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to go outside and see if it's raining yet. So we'll be right back.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Seems like everybody's talking about pricing and not enough about quality.
Yeah, do you go to the brain surgeon that gives you the best deal or the one that does the best job?
Well, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing isn't brain surgery.
Oh, yeah? Have you looked inside a furnace lately?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Excellent workmanship at a fair price with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 772-2751. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. 772-2751.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
In 1916, auto owners insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.